Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
What's up, guys? I'm Candace Dillard-Bassett, and you may know me from my time on The Real Housewives of Potomac or as a part of the latest cast of The Traitors.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus.
On our podcast, Undomesticated, we don't just say the quiet parts out loud. We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you into the chaos.
If you're ready for bold takes, real talk, and a little fun, come join us.
Listen to and follow Undomesticated, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Culinary Concoctions with Paula Baelish, an Odyssey original podcast.
Well, hello there, Paula Baelish. Back with you for another easy, inexpensive recipe. And this time it's the Scotch egg. These things have been around for years. I want to say even before the 19th century. And they're not a lot of trouble to make. Your ingredient list is going to be your eggs, breakfast sausage, and I buy the patties that are in the refrigerator section of the grocery store. You're going to need some breadcrumbs. You can use the seasoned breadcrumbs. You could use the plain breadcrumbs. You could use panko breadcrumbs, whatever is your favorite. You're going to need some spices too, like chives and parsley and nutmeg, some salt and pepper. The dry herbs are fine if that's what you have. You don't have to go out and spend money on fresh chives and parsley. No need for that. Vegetable oil for frying. If you've got corn oil, if you've got canola oil, you can use that too. Okay, the best kind of egg to use in this recipe is a softer yolk egg. You want it kind of creamy. You don't want that hard-boiled egg where the yolk is completely hard and bright yellow. You want that orangish, creamy, kind of softer yolk for this recipe. So here's how you're going to make that perfect softer egg yolk. You're not going to do what you usually do. You know how you fill up your pan with water and eggs at the same time and then start them to boil? This time you're going to take your saucepan, you're going to fill it with water enough to cover the eggs that you're cooking. I usually make one or two for myself. You could, if you're, you know, having several people over, you could, you know, make as many as will fit in your pan, however many you want to make. So you're going to take your saucepan, you're going to put the water in, you're going to start it on high heat, and you're going to bring that water to a rapid boil. And that is when you're going to turn down the heat to like a simmer. And you are going to gently add your eggs one at a time on a spoon and like lower them into the water just so you don't drop them and break them, so they don't, you know, break in the, when you're putting them in the water. Then you're going to turn your timer on for only 8 minutes. Put that timer on 8 minutes. When it rings, turn those eggs off. Take those eggs out of the pan immediately and run them under cold water until they're cool enough to handle with your hands, because then you're going to peel them. You don't want to be working with a really super hot egg. So get them to where you can handle them, and then you're going to peel them, all right? So then after that, you're going to take your sausage patties. You're going to use like 1.5 sausage patties per egg. And what you want to do is take the 1.5 sausage patties, roll it in a ball, and then you're going to take either some parchment paper, maybe some aluminum foil, some wax paper, whatever you have, and smash that with your hands into a circle, the sausage, and make it a thin circle. So then when that's done, start adding your chives, like a sprinkle of chives, a sprinkle of parsley. You're going to put a couple pinches of nutmeg. Don't use a lot of nutmeg because that's really, really a strong spice. Add some salt and pepper, you know, just to taste. All right, so now you've got that sausage part done. So you're going to gently put your sausage around the entire egg. Put the egg down in the center of the circle of sausage and then like start peeling away the paper, the wax paper, the foil or the parchment, whatever you used. And then gently wrap the entire egg so no white is showing with your sausage. It's got to be completely covered, all right? And then now you're going to make your breading station. You're going to use one beaten egg in a bowl. You're going to add a few tablespoons of flour in a bowl. You're going to add a few tablespoons of breadcrumbs in a bowl. And then you're going to season those breadcrumbs with a little bit of salt and pepper to taste. Now, here's how you do the breading part. You're going to take the sausage wrapped egg and roll it gently in the flour. All right. Now you'll dip it in that beaten egg mixture. And then finally, you're going to roll it into the breadcrumbs until it's completely covered. All right. So that's like the hardest part. Now this here is the very easy part. Next, you're going to put about an inch, maybe an inch and a half of oil in a pan, heat it up on medium heat and test it to make sure that it's hot enough before you put the egg in by just throwing in a little pinch of breadcrumbs. And if they start bubbling, then you know that your oil is hot enough to fry that scotch egg. All right. And you'll be ready to cook the egg. You can make several of these at a time if you like. I just make one or two. But here's what you're going to do. You're going to put the eggs in and then you're going to brown all the way around. Brown each side of the egg on medium heat until they're like, you know, golden brown. Maybe it's going to be 4 to 6 minutes, you know, per egg until the whole entire egg is brown. So then you'll remove it from the oil. You'll put it on a paper towel just to absorb the grease. And then you're going to eat it immediately. Cut it in half. And you're going to see that a little bit of yolk start oozing out. It's such a delicious combination. And it's just so easy to make. And you can eat it plain like that. Maybe you're going to want to use some mustard to dip it in. Maybe some mayo. Maybe some ketchup. Or you can make like a creamy mustard sauce. And just by mixing 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of sour cream, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, and some cayenne pepper to make it as spicy as you like. And there's a beautiful dipping sauce for your scotch egg. So if you make this, let me know how it turned out by emailing me, Paula@WNCX.com. And check back soon for another recipe. And add me to your favorites. That's always good. And remember, making it yourself is worth the effort.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
What's up, guys? I'm Candace Dillard-Bassett, and you may know me from my time on The Real Housewives of Potomac or as a part of the latest cast of The Traitors.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus.
On our podcast, Undomesticated, we don't just say the quiet parts out loud. We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you into the chaos.
If you're ready for bold takes, real talk, and a little fun, come join us.
Listen to and follow Undomesticated, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.